Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Just yesterday, right? Sources said the Steelers had not been planning to draft a quarterback in round one, but they were also not expecting Sanders to fall out of the top 10. Now all options seem to be on the table. They are preparing in case they have the option to draft Sanders. Albert Breer added, "I don't think there's an overwhelming consensus in the building to pick the Colorado star, but perhaps a growing acceptance of the idea." We bring in our guy, our Steelers insider, our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, to get into this. Hi, Jeff. How you doing today?
Morning, guys. It gets you all warm and fuzzy inside thinking that the next quarterback to lead the Steelers could be there because, well, there's a growing acceptance. It could be your guy.
Not an excitement, not a consensus, an acceptance.
Yeah, man. And we also always have to put into the caveat at this time of year that last minute, let's throw teams off by trying to get information out there. But man, it you get to the point where mock drafts at first are kind of fun. Let's see where these at. At least for me, it's like, can we do the damn thing already? Let's do the actual draft. We've gone through all the different scenarios. Now you're going to get some last minute things. It happens every year where a last minute guy rises or falls or a new name gets added, whether it's for clicks, whether it's to throw somebody off, or whether it is true inside information. I guess we all get to try to figure out.
Well, Jeff, wouldn't you feel like it would be a good pick if the Steelers picked Shedeur Sanders at 21, a guy who was regarded as a top two quarterback in this draft throughout the whole college football season, throughout the whole, you know, from January till now, a top two, top three guy that had fell to 21. Wouldn't that be a good pick, though? Like, you would think, or no?
I mean, I don't know who else is on the board. I think that needs to be taken into consideration. And I know that they need a quarterback, but you got to be sure. You got to make sure that Shedeur Sanders is. You love the accuracy. You love the confidence. You love the poise about Shedeur Sanders. Ironically, not as much the athleticism. And, you know, there are a few decisions. There's a few decisions every quarterback makes, but there's also the Travis Hunter part of, are a lot of those numbers as much for the receiver as the quarterback? And I know that's been talked about with Shedeur. Seeing your reports of him falling, and I saw on CBS, one of their headlines is him falling out of the first round.
Yeah, that wouldn't be the worst thing. And trade back and try to get Shedeur Sanders.
And Adam, that's been reported as well that the Steelers are looking to trade back. That hasn't been a something they've really done, but you know, they've done some things recently that they've never really done before.
Yeah, we were kicking that around before the show, trying to think of if and when the Steelers had traded back. I mean, they've traded up a whole bunch. I mean, Santonio Holmes, Troy Polamalu, David Bush. I mean, that list goes on. Jeff, is it possible? I mean, because I see now that Adam Schefter says that the Saints are all hot and heavy on Jackson Dart. Is it possible the Steelers actually like Dart? We'll remember back to the 2022 draft when everyone thought the Steelers were in on Malik Willis and they wound up taking Kenny 20th overall.
Wasn't that smart of the Steelers to make everybody think that they're in on Malik Willis? And maybe that's why you should order, because they really want Jackson Dart. I mean, that's what we're going to have to find out. I mean, even though Shador didn't visit, they've done their homework. They know what Shador is all about. And obviously they had Jackson Dart in for a visit. Quarterback is a big part, but it's not the only thing they need and would want first round. That's why I say it's careful to see who might drop, or if they drop back. I look at it this way. I think if they drop back, I really think quarterback's really on their radar because they think somebody's going to fall.
Well, what do you think is more likely for the Steelers to do? Trade back to get back into the second round? Because I believe, and I feel like there's a consensus out there that believe that the Steelers want that second round pick back for this year's draft. So what do you think is more likely, them trading back into the first round to get maybe a second round, or trading out of the first round to get another second round, or trading next year's picks to get back into the second round of this year?
Yeah, I think the trade I saw was like one of the mocks I saw that was really intriguing to me was Lions. And then they didn't get back in the first round, but they got 34 in the second and like 63 in the third. So you got a second, third. And if you look at a lot of the needs that they have and some of the players they brought, I mean, that would make sense because some of those guys, running back, receivers, corners, even a safety that they brought in, like Fitz at least is mocked right in those areas. So that would make, I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, I personally, Kenneth Brand is the guy who has my attention. Like, I look at him as a Hampton. And you could do some things with Benton, whether you slide him out. I mean, I like that pick, but I think they do have some options.
Should we drop Jeff and call him back? Yep. Jeff, we're going to call you. You're breaking up a little bit here. So we're going to just give you a call on the phone line. That mock trade he was talking about, the Steelers send their first-round pick, so 21, and then a sixth-round pick to the Giants for the 34th overall pick, and then a third-round pick at 65th overall. So they move back 13 spots, or math, 10 spots, and then 13, math, and then they don't pick again until 83rd, so you get that 65th overall pick, and you get yourself
2 seconds and two-thirds.
You would wind up getting a second.
So you'd have two seconds.
Yeah, you'd have 2 seconds.
And two-thirds, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jeff, just switching gears now. We got you back. Switching gears now to the Pirates. What if they come back from this West Coast swing at 9-20 or 10-19? I mean, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim have kind of surprised a little bit. Mike Trout's hit 8 home runs, and then we know how good the Dodgers are. I mean, you come back, and that's your record? Season's over. Like, do you move on from the manager? Do you think that Bob Nutting might pull the trigger?
I'm thinking he might pull the trigger at that point. What we've seen this year,
we're gonna have, sorry,
should not
Jeff,
be a surprise.
We're gonna have to call him back on the phone, Callis. Well, I just dropped them there. That's why we said the phone.
Phone before, right?
Yeah, the phone. Yeah, that's just, but I'm not gonna be mean to him. I've turned over a new leaf with Callis. Even after the 40 days, 40 nights, I'm going to keep being nice to him.
All right, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see how that works. Yeah.
Off to a bad start.
Right.
Well, I haven't said anything.
No, but you could tell that your engines are revving.
Bubbling a little bit over here.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I think the Steelers are running interference there. Anytime that Jeff started talking about trading back into the draft, that's when stuff got weird. All right, Jeff, I think we got it figured out. Hello.
Yeah, my bad, boys.
No, it's okay.
I don't know what's going on this morning.
It happens. Anytime you started talking about Steelers trading back, I think they were trying to run interference there. They don't want that information getting out there.
I think you're right.
All right, back on to the Pirates here, Jeff. I mean, listen, I know the roster is flawed, and then on top of being flawed, it's also banged up. But you are starved for offense, and you sit O'Neill Cruz, who's in his mid-20s, to keep him off his feet. And then McCutcheon, you don't even pinch hit him for Jack Sawinski when you have an opportunity where the hitter is the tying runner And it's not just McCutcheon. It's Joey Bart. It's IKF. All options off the bench. And you go with, my God, Canario. I understand there's a lot of bigger problems than Derek Shelton, but Derek Shelton is, he's managing like a guy who thinks he's going to be here for the next 10 years. I'm seeing no sense of urgency from this guy.
Yeah, especially when there's a day off on Monday.
Yes!
I mean, and O'Neal Cruz, I think we need to be to this point where O'Neal Cruz is an everyday player. If you want to move him up and down the lineup because of a lefty matchup, whatever. But he needs to be in that lineup every day. He is that difference-making player that you need on your team. You need to give him opportunities against lefties. I know he struggled, but it's not like you're bringing in some great right-handed hitter. You're bringing in a guy in Canario who strikes out all the time, who the Mets gave up on, who's basically a Rule 5 player for you. And you know, I agree with you, and I think a lot of it is Shelton's – the emphasis is on Shelton because he can't make mistakes as manager because the roster's so
yes.
thin. And – but that being said, you can't – you've got to run O'Neal Cruz out there. You've got to use McCutcheon more. And if he's doing it to try to help a guy throughout the entire season, we're at that point where you can't worry about August right now. You got to win games in April. And if that means – you know, guys getting a little fatigued or you're worrying about an inch, who cares at this point? I know it's a marathon, not a sprint, but you know what? They're falling so far behind in the marathon that it may not matter. And they need to think more urgently, not about this guy's health over the span of a season. And man, hey, you know, I want to emphasize again, not that I have love for Derek Shelton, but I mean, look at what he has to work with. I mean, there's just not a lot there.
Jeff, last question for you. What were your biggest takeaways from Kyle Dubas' comments yesterday?
Yeah. I mean, the one that everybody's kind of grabbed onto is the one I think they should is, you know, he's not trying to get this team back and skirt into the playoffs and then be a first-round exit just to say you've been in the playoffs. He's trying to build a championship team, which takes time, which means that he's sacrificing – some of the greatest players to ever put on a Penguin sweater's end of career. But his plan is to do it that way. Like, that stuck out to me. He also, you know, took a shot at Carlson, which I think was fair because Carlson made a comment on Friday about, you know, well, we're too inconsistent and don't ask me. You'll have to ask somebody else about why we underachieve. And then he says, well, you know, if only Carlson's actions matched his ambitions. And how maybe he needs to come in every day like the rest of the team and work at the same level. And so I kind of like Dubas threw a little bit out there. And there was an intention to what he was doing. And he didn't promise that they were going to turn it around right away or that they had to win for Sidney Crosby. It was about taking the franchise back to where they wanted to go. And it didn't matter. Not that they don't want to win with Sid still there, but it didn't matter that they had to honor Sid's career. I think we hear that a lot. Oh, you got to win for Cam and TJ. No, what you need to do is make the franchise better. And whether he'll do it or not, or is able to do it, we'll see. But I like the mentality that he had.
Me too, Jeff. Appreciate your time as always. And we will talk to you on Thursday on draft day.
Thanks, boys.
Thanks, Jeff.
See you, buddy. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director, writing a whole bunch of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com. And you can check it out there online.